Hello and good day. I trust everyone out there is doing well. It's great to once again have you join us for this week's podcast. This week, we are going to be highlighting a new Veterans Services Support Program to Montana, Veterans Inc. But what is not new, though, are the folks behind the services. Today, we have a good friend and vet service provider and advocate, Jen Thomas, joining us from the Veterans Inc. team. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Once again, I am Ryan Lucco, Community Employment Coordinator for the VA Montana Healthcare System and the Homeless Veteran Recovery Program, and your current host for the Montana Joining Community Forces Career and Transition Support Project podcast. Montana Joining Community Forces, better known as Montana JCF, is a statewide coalition of support for service members, veterans, and their families, delivered through six functional key service areas, which includes our career key service area that we are representing today. The Career Key Service Area is a designated effort under Montana JCF that addresses this very broad category of career support, supporting individuals with education and training, employment, and small business ownership resources, connections, and supportive events. JCF also assists employers in their efforts to find, hire, and sustain service member, veteran, and spouse talent through the Montana JCF Employer Support Network. Our objective with this podcast is to bring you relevant information that may help you successfully transition to whatever stage is next in your career or journey. We know how important career can be in your pursuit to thrive or be of value to your community after military service, so we are here to support that effort by sharing stories, resources, and information that do just that. You may be thinking about transitioning to Montana after military service. You may be living in Montana looking for a new opportunity in the public or private sector, or you may be navigating through some trials and frankly don't know what to do next. A large part of our support includes helping those individuals through challenges associated with military service or just life in general. Whether it's past trauma, significant stress, anxiety, relationship issues, or health in general, there may be difficulties sustaining a job or being successful in a work environment. Our guest today, Jen Thomas, happens to work for a service provider who can support your ability to be successful in a work environment, just like we are advocating for. But I will let her elaborate and share what that looks like in our conversation. But first, real quick, I want to highlight an event coming up this week. If you are in the Billings area and are looking for work, I highly encourage you to check out the Jobs Jamboree at the Metro Park coming up on Wednesday, the 21st. And if you do plan on going to the Jobs Jamboree, some of my peers and I hosted a virtual Preparing for the Jobs Jamboree workshop this week, and it is available to watch on the Montana Joining Community Forces Facebook page. There is a lot of valuable information in this virtual workshop that can help you prepare for that event. So go check out both the virtual prep workshop and then the Jobs Jamboree if you are seeking that next opportunity in the workforce. So Jen, again, thank you for joining me today. It's great to have you here with me to share the work you are doing with Veterans Inc. And I am certainly looking forward to our conversation.
Thanks, Ryan.
You bet. So Jen, let's start off by giving our listeners a little bit of your background to include what drew you to the Veterans Services Support world.
Great. So my background is I've been working in Veterans Services for almost 6 years now. Came from the property management background for about 4 years where I would do I would house some of the vets through another veteran organization that had the SSDF grant, and that is Supportive Services for Veterans Families that did housing for homeless veterans. So I would house those veterans in some of the apartments that I managed and got to know the organization and the service coordinators and had the opportunity to apply for a job with that organization when one of the service coordinators moved on, so I did. Started doing housing for veterans, working in the office side by side with a program that also was in the same office. It was called Homeless Veteran Reintegration Program, HVRP, and they were doing employment, trying to get our veterans who we were housing stable in a job so they could sustain their housing. So very familiar with both programs, and then an opportunity came up for me last summer in August where I was I saw a job opening with this organization, a brand new grant that was awarded July 1st, 2020. So kind of a awkward time to start a grant in the middle of a pandemic. We have no office space in Montana. We all work from home. So that was different for me as well. And so I started working with the grant, the HVRP grant, doing employment instead of housing. And my coverage area is 32 counties in Montana. I cover Western Montana, and I have, we have universal service advocates in Billings, and we also have Eastern and Western North Dakota. So Lacey and Chris cover the Eastern Montana side of the state, and I cover Western Montana. So I just love veteran services. I am not a veteran myself, but I come from a very strong veteran family. I have 5 brothers. 4 out of 5 of them were military, 2 retired, 1 Army, 1 Air Force. So I just have a huge passion for veterans and veteran services.
Yes. Well, yes, I certainly appreciate that passion. I've seen it from you for a long time, Jen, primarily because we work together indirectly through those programming through those programs that you're speaking of, you know, really since I've worked in the VA. So this new organization, Veterans Inc., that you're working for now, and specifically the programming that it provides, could you share a little bit more about that? I know you mentioned HVRP, but can you talk a little bit more about Veterans Inc. and then maybe the other work, if there is other work that they offer or support? Yep.
Currently, well, Veterans Inc. is based out of Massachusetts. So they have a lot of programs back in Massachusetts, such as the SSDF grant in that area, a GPD program, some recovery services. And so they're a lot more widespread back east, whereas us up here in Montana, it's a new program. So right now we currently just have the HVRP grant that we were awarded in July. So it's been a great, great opportunity. Can't wait to get back to Massachusetts and meet people out there. But so far it's been a great experience, and I just love doing what I do. The employment side has been a little struggle because of the way the world is right now, where people are making more money on unemployment than they would be going to work. So having a struggle getting veterans to want to get off unemployment and go get a job because they wouldn't make as much money. So that's been a little bit tough, but we're forging through, and all of my coworkers and everything we're just doing really good for what we've been having to deal with. So.
Well, that's great stuff, Jen. That's it's great to see the expansion of programming like HVRP in Montana, especially to the rural communities and communities that haven't had access to that program, because as some may not be aware, grant funding is based on, proximal connection to the grant application. So some areas end up being opened up for HVRP programming at one point in time, and so it neglects other areas. And there's just so many different details that go into this type of support. But the bottom line is the expansion of programs like HVRP, and in this case, HVRP across Montana is just incredibly important. And also HVRP is a program that I work with in my role as community employment coordinator. So that is the reason Jen and I have, you and I have worked together for, you know, several years. So some of the work that we are doing across the state through JCF Career Key Service Area, that's been difficult in the past, like supporting vets who are having difficulty getting into the workforce, is now being addressed or being done through this HVRP grant. So that's fantastic.
Yep.
So,
well.
Oh, go ahead. You're good.
Nope. I said it's going really well. So far, I'm pleased with how, you know, we've been able to overcome some pretty big obstacles.
Sure. Yeah. So speaking of obstacles and kind of going back to that, the comment you made about the difficulty, and really we've got a couple factors that are playing into that difficulty, I think, is obviously, as you mentioned, unemployment benefits right now, there's more incentive to not go back to work than there is to actually, you know, go out and find work. And there was something else I was going to say, but I forgot. So anyway, Jen, I'm kind of interested in hearing more about some of these trends that you are seeing across the state in regards to veterans and their desire to go back to work. So in addition to the one we've already discussed, obviously.
Yeah, a lot of it is, obviously we have the mental health barriers and stuff, substance abuse, all of that stuff that it's hard to get them to want to commit to having a job where they have to be sober, or they don't feel like they're going to be able to function in a position because of their mental health diagnosis. And that's hard to deal with. You just have to just been trying to stand behind them and encourage them. You can do it. And we can help with whatever you need to, you know, help with that tool. We have money for trainings and any certifications they would need and things like that. And just the encouragement, I think, is huge to try to get them back on their feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Programs like HVRP and SSVF and, you know, even Willis Cruz House and some of these housing stability programs are just that. They're about stabilizing somebody, getting them to the point where they have solid footing, and really the confidence to be able to do whatever's next in their transition plan. And so that, yeah, that's vital. So having kind of moving on, having an organization like Veterans Inc., you mentioned, that is based out of Massachusetts, which I can only imagine the hiccups and challenges that came into that equation as Veterans Inc. stood up programming here in Montana without those roots. But could you talk about the team that's built of Montanans assisting in the mission to make it easier for the work that you've been called to do? So, I mean, it's one thing, I think, to have a headquartered organization in Massachusetts send people out to Montana and try to, you know, meld into the culture and all that stuff. But having a team with Montana roots at your disposal has got to be a huge advantage for, you know, what you guys have endured over the last year.
Yes, it definitely is. I'm lucky to have the team we have because we all had experience with Veterans Services prior to coming on board with Veterans Inc. So that was very helpful. We had connections, we had contacts, we knew community meetings and the coordinated entry and about the COC and all the things that get us those referrals out in the community to let the veterans know that we are here to help. One of my coworkers also has another organization, a veteran organization, and that's brought a lot of veterans into our fold that we probably would be missing had he not been out there doing what he does with his organization as well. So that's been a huge blessing for us as well.
Sure. Yeah. In a place, I can only think of how difficult, I mean, Montana is so geographically spread out, and people are able to come to Montana and isolate and be independent. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, at least what I've seen in the, you know, over the course of my work, doing what I do, people just simply don't want to, for whatever reason, engage. And that ends up being what puts them in very precarious places. So having those community connections, whether it's another organization like you speak of, or just networking in general, you know, vets know other vets. That's just the nature of the beast. And then those referrals take place. And then community, obviously the community referral piece of it, all of it is so incredibly important in a place like Montana, because really no one organization can do, you know, the work alone. It takes, you know, it takes multiple organizations, obviously. And that's really the, you know, the crux of Montana joining community forces is gathering, creating this statewide ecosystem of support, and then, you know, trying to figure out how we can function better as a state in this regard of supporting our veterans, but not only vets, service members and their families as well, right?
That's true. Yep.
Yeah. Well, excellent. So Jen, I certainly appreciate you joining me today to help our listeners hear more about the support that Veterans Inc. offers here in Montana, and especially the team that you guys have really, pun intended, right, have deployed to meet the expectations of the HVRP grant. So, Jen, if someone has questions or wants to get in touch with you, how can they reach out for more information if they have an interest in learning more?
You can just reach out to me directly. I have email. It's Jennifer Thomas at veteransinc.org. We have an 800 number, or you can just contact me directly as well at 406-591-7519. Our 800 number is 800-482-2565 if you have interest in going to another community that I don't service, such as Billings or out in eastern Montana somewhere. You can call that number and just reach out to Chris or Lacey over there. So I would love to talk with anybody, meet up with anybody. I'm able to travel pretty much anytime, anywhere I need to be in order to capture those veterans who are being missed or fallen through the cracks. So.
Yes, excellent. So that is good stuff. Jen, for the good of our listeners, is there anything else that you would like to share with us today?
No, I think we covered it pretty well.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you, Jen. That's a wrap on this week's version of the JCF Career and Transition Support Podcast. Thank you for joining me today and for sharing the work that you and your team are doing across Montana. As always, it's been my pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate you.
You bet. So for our listeners, please make sure to share this podcast with anyone that may benefit from Veterans Inc. services and support. And always, as always, we will be back next week. But if you have any further recommendations for future podcasts or would like to be a part of what we're doing, please send the JCF team a message through the Contact Us page at Montana JCF website, www.montanajcf.org. And the JCF team will connect back with you. So get outside and enjoy the spring weather while we have it. And until next week, everybody out there, take care. Thank you very much again for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your week.